There are sisters in the world who teach us how to wake, and sisters who force us to learn. Tonight we meet both, Apati, weaver of the veil, and Ati, whose ruin births truth. Long ago, before kings learned to crown themselves, or prophets to name the stars, the gods gathered for a feast on a cliff that jutted into the sea. Nyx draped the sky in velvet. From the dark came lantern light and the murmurs of those who know too much. Around the long stone table sat the daughters of the night and the daughters of strife, figures whose names became weather in the human soul. They ate in silence, until the youngest among them rose, a goddess clad in restless flame, her hair a tangle of wildfire and ash. She carried no bowl of food, but a single perfect mirror. When she set it on the table, the sea stilled. Reflections gathered in the silver glass, faces of lovers and tyrants, of saints and thieves, of children who had never yet cried. She called the mirror Apati, and she smiled. "Look," she said, and each guest saw a version of themselves, both beloved and deceptive. Then another approached, not with a mirror, but with a torch. She was fierce and unasked for, the daughter of thunder and quarrel. In some songs, she is named a child of Eris. In others, she walks as destiny herself. She set the torch on the edge of Apati's mirror, and the flame licked the glass. Where the reflection had been soft, the flame made edges. Truths that bit, secrets exposed, the kind of revelation that singes. She was Ati, the ruin that cleans, the fall that corrects. So the sisters danced, Apati spinning the veil so mortals might dream, Ati stepping forward to tear it when dreaming became complacency. The feast ended with no cheer, for the work of the two was not pleasure, but initiation. They rose from the cliff and walked separately into human lives, each learning that without veil, there is no discovery, and without fall, no real seeing. Apati and Ati are archetypal figures of deception and ruin, respectively, and both belong to the darker, necessary brood that moves within myth and psyche. Apati is consistently identified as a personification of deceit and guile, often listed amongst the children of Nyx, or Night, in Hesiod's Theogony. She embodies the seductive fog that obscures clear sight, the glamour, the half-truth, the story we tell ourselves that keeps us asleep. Apati is the internal veil, the glittering make-believe that passes for reality when we prefer comfort to truth. Ati, however, appears with different parentage in different literary lines, and this is crucial. In Homer, Ati is depicted as a power that even the gods must reckon with, a force of blind ruin that brings men to their downfall. Homer refers to her in ways that speak of divine agency and catastrophic consequence. Other poetic and later traditions link Ati more directly to Eris, or Discord, placing her within the violent, strife-filled family of Eris, rather than solely in the household of Night. This attribution to Eris is found in subsequent mythic treatments that emphasize Ati as a force closely allied with conflict and moral chaos that follows pride and even strife. So while sources differ, and scholars have debated her precise genealogy for centuries, it is accurate and meaningful to present Ate as frequently associated with Eris and her brood of conflict-born forces. So in short, Apati is Night's Veil. Ati is the sword of consequence, often cast in the company of Eris. Viewed through the lens of the mysteries, Apati and Ati enact a two-step process of initiation. First comes Apati, the soft glamour, the projections, the images, the convincing half-truths that seduce the soul into a flattened certainty. Apati's veil is not inherently evil. It gives us stories to live by, identities to inhabit, and comfort when the dark is too much. She tests our discernment. Can we see through our own desire? Then arrives Ati, the force that brings the consequences of that illusion into the light. If Apati allows the lie to endure, Ati brings collapse. The tower falls, the promise breaks, the hubris is exposed. She's often imagined as ruthless, but mythically, her ruthlessness is redemptive. The breaking is what frees us from complacency. In many mystery teachings, the presence of both forces is essential. Without Apati, there's nothing to learn from, and without Ati, there is no compulsion to learn. The rhythm is the arc of descent and return, glamour, unraveling, and awakening. In Jungian terms, Apati performs the role of projection, the filling of the outer world with inner wishes, while Ati performs the role of correction, the shadow's pressure that drives integration by force, if necessary. In tarot imagery, Apati resonates with the moon, the trickster of the unconscious, and Ati with the tower, the disruptive thunderbolt of truth. Mythically, they mirror the stories we tell ourselves and the painful awakenings that return us to authenticity. Alchemically, Apati corresponds to the reflective Mercury principle, slippery, mercurial, the glamour that must be made visible and known. Ati corresponds to sulfur's purifying flame, the destructive fire of calcination that burns falsehood away. The alchemical opus requires both. First, the matter must be drawn into the vessel, the veil that makes it palatable. Then it must be burned so only the true gold remains, the ruin that refines. Mircea Eliade and other historians of alchemy note this dynamic. Transformation moves through seduction and through fire, both necessary to the great work. So ask yourself, where in your life do you feel the soft hum of Apati, the comforting story that keeps you small? Where has Ati already come through? Rupture, loss, humiliation, and what wisdom did that breaking reveal? Naming both is the first practical step toward ethical and psychic sovereignty, discerning glamour without fearing its lessons, accepting ruin without being consumed by shame. Now, if you can, we will journey inward to meet both sisters. So find a safe place to sit, allow sound to wash around you, and breathe. First, we will visit the Veil of Apati. Imagine a great hall of mirrors. Each mirror reflects not just your face, but every story you've told about yourself. Apati enters. She's robed in moonlight. She invites you to step before a mirror and watch as the images shift. Masks, roles, comfort beliefs. Do not push. Do not judge. Notice which reflection feels like costume and which feels like bone. Apati leans close and asks, "Which story keeps you from risk?" Allow her to weave and then gently unweave what must be seen. When the veil thins, feel curiosity rise. Feel the first faint light of a different seeing. Whisper, if it helps, a commitment. I will learn the difference between comfort story and truth. From the mirror hall, you step into a clearing of white ash. Ati stands at its center, torch held, not in wrath, but in stern compassion. She calls up memories of collapse, the times you were shown to be wrong, the moments you felt small and broken. One by one, she lifts them into the torch's flame. Watch as old certainties burn and release their poisonous heat. The flame does not destroy who you are. It refines. As smoke clears, you notice what remains, a purer sense of yourself, tempered by loss, ready to act with clearer sight. Ati places her hand on your shoulder and says, "You are tempered. Go forth with honesty." The sisters teach a vital ethical grammar. Love for truth requires two forms of courage. First, the courage to see through the pleasing illusions we tell ourselves. Second, the courage to accept the consequences and to learn from them. In contemporary life, where curated identities and instant reinforcement proliferate, this twofold training is urgent. We must practice discernment, and we must practice resilience. Apati, we honor your veil, for you taught us the language of story. Ati, we honor your fire, for you taught us the grammar of truth. May we meet both with eyes unclouded, seeing when we are dreaming and rising when we are broken. May we learn that being fooled is not final, and being undone is not disgrace. Walk with curiosity and courage. Walk softened by the lamp of discernment and strengthened by the crucible of consequence.